Spring Fest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
I had a headache before the game started, so I'm not going to blame the game. Good evening, 4-1 is the final score. Royals are swept at home by the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I don't know what to do, my friends. I might lose it tonight. Like my sanity, I might lose it tonight. Let me give you the phone number if you want to help me out. I understand if you don't. But if you're interested, here's the phone number. It's 913-586-7610. We can talk anything pertaining to this Royals ball club that you want. This offseason, the future, the present, the past, whatever. Because I have no idea what we should do tonight, what I should do tonight. I don't know what you want to hear tonight. I've hosted this show 600, 700, 800 times in my life. This is honestly one of the first times I have no idea how to handle the post-game show. Again, the phone number, 913-586-7610. I mean, I would like to sit... No, I wouldn't like to. But I could sit here and regurgitate everything I told you earlier on the On Deck show about how there's no excuse to lose to the Pittsburgh... Well, hang on, let me take that back. There's no excuse to get swept at home by the Pittsburgh Pirates. And that's not me looking down my nose at the Pirates, because how could you? They're 20 and a half games in front of the Royals. I got no issue losing the series. Come on. You lost a series to the Oakland A's. Twice. Now, I got no issue losing the series. But getting swept, boy, oh boy. But you don't want to sit around and listen to someone whine and oh, my baseball team. Or maybe you do. I don't know. 913-586-7610. Do you want me to just talk about Bobby Witt Jr.? He was the game. Well, he was the bright spot in the game. Bobby hitting home run number 27. He's now on pace for 32 home runs and 45 stolen bases. Bob becomes the third player in the last 20 years to be drafted and developed by the Royals and go on and hit 27 home runs. Only Bobby, Moose, and Billy Butler in the last 20 years have been drafted by this team and made it to the big leagues and hit 27 home runs for the boys in blue. Is that what I should do? Should I sit around and praise Bobby Witt Jr.? I got no issue doing that. He deserves it. The only moments, the only few seconds tonight that I had a good time was when Bobby Witt Jr. was at the dish. A leadoff home run in the fourth inning. He comes to the plate in the ninth with a man on third. And you knew Bobby is... Bobby's got to play Mikel Garcia there in the ninth, or else they have absolutely no chance. Then he hits a shallow fly ball to center field, too shallow for Mikel to tag up, so he's stuck there at third, and he remains stuck there at third as Melendez swung through a curveball and Nelson Velasquez popped out for the 27th out. Do you want to just talk Bobby Witt Jr.? Angel Zerpa, maybe some of you diehards. I'm more than happy to have an Angel Zerpa conversation. He's still only 23. Still a month away from his 24th birthday. A brutal start to the game. 3 runs in his first 2 innings. 46 pitches needed to record 6 outs. But he stays with it. He gives you 5 2/3. I'm not going to call it a good outing, but it was a fine performance from Angel Zerpa. He's going to need more than one run. Right, Cole Reagan's needed more than one run. I mean, quickly I'll mention the left side of the infield. The defense was, that was the highlight of the night. Mikel Garcia put on a show at third base. Bobby was sensational at short. So I guess no surprise, this is what I've been talking about since the All-Star break. When you guys call me, you know, a drip or Vern, you're being too negative, just let us enjoy something. But I've been telling you since the All-Star break, man, it's not the team. The team's not playing any better. Bobby's just a stud. Mikel's consistent. Reagan's has been a stud, and Brady's been solid. That's why you won 7 in a row. That's why it seems as if the boys were playing a different brand of the baseball after the break. It's because Bobby went all world. Cole Reagan's is about to win the American League Pitcher of the Month. And you saw tonight, the only players that did anything, Bobby and Mikel. Two guys that have already passed the evaluation season. No Salvi in the lineup. So you only have 2 consistent bats in there with a shout out to Freddie Fermin. I've got to mention him in that same breath. Freddie's on base twice with a 2-out walk in the second inning and a leadoff single in the fifth. So, okay, let me put Freddie in that group as well. Freddie, Garcia, Bobby. Each one of them picks up a hit. Those 3 combine to go 3 for 9. The rest of the team had 1 hit. 1 for 18. I mean, is that what you want to talk? I mean, we can get into the X's and O's of this game if you want to. The phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Or should I let my agitation show? Why am I still agitated? I don't know. But should I let it show? Yeah, 12 freaking hits in the series. You're swept by the Pirates at home? And for the first time in franchise history, the Royals are 53 games below 500. Franchise started in 1969, and if you are above the age of 25, you've seen a lot of bad baseball. A lot of bad baseball in your life. If you're my age, if you're coming up on your 40th birthday, if you're my age, you've seen a lot of bad baseball. Your entire childhood, for the most part, once George hung it up, your entire childhood was bad baseball. But this, on the 30th of August, 2023, the first time in franchise history, you're 53 below 500. And ladies and gentlemen, we got 27 to play. Royals are on pace for a franchise record, 113 losses. I do the math. 49 wins is what they're on pace for. They're on pace to win only 8 more times, and we got a month left. So you tell me, what do you want to hear on a night like this? A cheerleader? You want me just to celebrate Bobby Witt Jr.? I'm fine doing that. I can give credit to Angel Zerpa and this defense. Let's go to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. Roy in Kansas City. Roy, you're hitting leadoff tonight, buddy. I appreciate the phone call. Go ahead.
Yeah, Josh, I'm hitting leadoff. I'll go to our leadoff hitter. I got a question for you. I'm somebody that appreciates new age stats, all these baseball savant peripherals and stuff, and also someone that appreciates a good eye test ball player. Mm-hmm. Is Mikel Garcia good? because he passes the eye test and everything, but you know, he doesn't slug, he doesn't walk a crazy amount, anything like that. But his defense is tremendous. So I just want to know what you think of the guy.
That is a good question. I always begin with the eye test because baseball will always present you with a number to support you. Whether it's good or bad, I can always find a number to make any player look good. I can find a number to make any player look bad. Yeah, trust your eyes. I think Michael Garcia has passed the evaluation season. On the totem pole of hitters on this team, okay, Salvi's a Royals Hall of Famer and right now trying to make a case and carve out a path to Cooperstown. So if Salvi's the captain, Bobby's the star, Michael Garcia's right now in the three spot. Now that spot, I believe, belongs to Vinny Pasquantino as long as he can, you know, return and be the Vinny that we're expecting and have come to expect. But the name of the game is consistency. Can I rely on you to help us win on a consistent basis? To me, it's a wholehearted yes on Michael Garcia. Yes. Defensively, again, he doesn't turn 24 until next year. I think the power shows up, and I'm not going to say, you know, 20 home run power, but gap-to-gap power, that's going to come as experience and muscle and maturation happen. Right, power normally comes later on in your career. And especially a guy like Michael Garcia, who's, what, a buck 75 soaking wet, a buck 80? He's not a big dude. So let's let him put on some weight. I would think by, 2025, hopefully he's still hitting near the top of the lineup. Honestly, I think Michael Garcia, especially if you remember the old way that you put together a lineup, and I think Michael Garcia could be, even the new age, I think he could be a solid 1-2 hitter. Yeah, no, he's good. I'm all in on Michael Garcia. I'm down to trade just about anybody on this team outside of Bobby Witt Jr., you know, Cole Reagans, and Michael Garcia. Those are the guys that I don't want to move. Those are the guys that it would hurt to see them move this offseason. Those are the guys that I don't believe there's really any chance they get moved this offseason. Roy, appreciate the phone call. I mean, offensively, defensively, the guy plays like he's 30, 33 years old, but he's 23. Offensively, defensively, average, IQ, base running, instincts, he's got it all. Big fan of Michael Garcia. You know, Bobby's the star of the season. Right? Bobby's the biggest breakthrough of the season because he appears to be a superstar. Cole Reagans is the biggest surprise of the season because, I mean, he wasn't here at the beginning. But Michael Garcia, to me, is the most pleasant surprise. You know, Cole Reagans... Yeah, that, to me, the Cole Reagans move speaks to so many different levels of why you should feel good right now as a Royals fan, despite the fact that you're 53 games below 500. But the process of signing Chapman, of pulling the trigger a month before the trade deadline to bring in Cole Reagans, the process of the coaching staff helping him re-implement his slider. So from scouting, coaching, front office decision-making. Yeah, the last calendar year, I think you feel pretty good about where this organization is heading. Reagans, Bobby, Freddie, Vinny, Michael. I think those are the guys right now that have passed the evaluation season. But that's what, four guys, five guys, and it's a 26-man roster? That's why they're on pace for 49 wins this season. Roy, appreciate the phone call. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals lose at home to the Pirates. They're swept at home by the Buccos in another lifeless night at Kauffman Stadium. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Springfest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and I hope entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
0-1 pitch. Witt smacks it deep to left field. Reynolds sprints back toward the warning track. Looks up, it's gone! Bobby Witt Jr. wakes up the Royals offense. A solo homer to left. The Royals' first hit and first run tonight. It's Bobby Witt Jr.'s 27th home run of the season. And it's now a 3-1 game in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio, he said it was the Royals' first run and first hit was their last run. Happened in the fourth inning. They would have more hits, though. They would have three more hits. Three hits in the final five innings. Two of those three hits were quickly erased thanks to a double play. And then the third hit, the leadoff triple from Michael Garcia in the ninth inning. When the game ended, he was still on third base. Royals lose 4-1. They're now 53 games below 500 for the first time in franchise history. We'll hear from Bobby Witt Jr. in just a moment, but let's go to Jackson, who's in Kansas City. Jackson, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals lose 4-1. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing tonight? We just we're headed home right now from the game. It was really exciting. It's, you know, I haven't been to that many games, but we had a great time out there tonight. We're sitting in traffic right now. I'm not sure it's from construction or just leaving the game.
All right. Yeah, I have no idea, but I'm glad you had a good time. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Great time.
Well,
yeah.
That's terrific. How about it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad you had a good time. It was a beautiful night, beautiful sky. Yeah. No, you got to appreciate that stuff. I'm with you. Let's head inside the clubhouse. Let's hear what Bobby Witt Jr. had to say after his 1-for-4 performance and, as we just heard, his 27th home run of the season and some special defense at shortstop. Here's Bob to Bally Sports, Kansas City.
You take the good things, you find out the good things, find out the wins in the series, and then just build off that, learn from it, reload tomorrow, and come back Friday, ready for Boston.
What have you seen from your offense in general over the past 3 days here?
It's baseball. You just got to keep working, get better each and every day, and that's what we're trying to do, and so that's what we're going to continually doing, and I know that it's not what people want to see performance-wise, so but we just got to keep jumping at the bit, keep going, and keep getting better.
How difficult was it to hit against Jackson tonight?
Yeah, I've faced him a couple times in the minor leagues, and so we've had some good battles, and Yes, he's just mixes up with his fastball, changeup, and slider and stuff. So it's always a fun challenge against him. And so yeah.
Like the swing meant a little more for you guys, like your home run, just being able to get a hit and run on the board.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime there's a zero in that column, both of them, you want to change that. And so, yeah, it was good.
What is his changeup? What makes it so difficult for you?
I'm pretty sure he has two different changeups. So it's just the movement. You don't see a lot of guys throwing right on right changeups as much as he does. And so just kind of getting hitters off balance.
All right, there you go. Bobby Witt Jr. And my game notes are brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. Bobby on pace, as I mentioned, for 32 home runs and 45 stolen bases. That combo's been matched just four times in baseball history. The great Bobby Bonds, his kid, Barry, Eric Davis of the Cincinnati Reds, and Alex Rodriguez, loaded up on steroids, had 42 home runs and 46 stolen bases. Allegedly, in my opinion, was loaded up on steroids. No, I didn't mention that with Bobby's son, Barry, because when Barry did it, it was 1990 and he was built like a normal human being. Bobby Witt Jr., well, built like a normal, not a normal human being, but a normal professional athlete, a normal baseball player in 1990. Just like his dad in 1969, like Eric Davis in 1987. And that's about it. We just don't know with Alex Rodriguez. Not a fan, though. Not a fan. Yeah. You guys ever watch that? What was it called? Screwball? You ever watch that documentary? Yeah. You ever read the book Game of Shadows? Highly recommend both of those things. And then you can maybe stop with the whole, hey, they deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. No, you can mention them in the Hall of Fame. You can have a little display about them in the Hall of Fame. But in no way should we be honoring Barry Bonds. Should we have a day to celebrate and honor Alex Rodriguez? Get real. I want to thank our proud sponsor, Rawhide Harley Davidson, who did not know that they were signing up for my hot Barry Bonds takes. Rawhide Harley Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. Let's go to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Vern, this is from Tony. Tony writes in, Vern, you asked on Monday if that game, that two-hit shutout to the Pirates in the opener, you asked if it was just an anomaly. Well, Vern, I think the just-completed sweep by Pittsburgh proves it's, unfortunately, the new normal. I'm still rooting for the boys, but it's so very hard to maintain positivity. Yeah. Tony, tell me about it, buddy. Yeah, if you missed Monday's post-game show, Royals lost that game 5-0. They got two hits. There was nobody at the game. The offense obviously did nothing. And when you get an empty ballpark and a punchless offense, the team appears as if it's lifeless. So I came on after that game on Monday asking you to comfort me, asking you to reassure me that this was just one game. Because the previous 132 games that you and I watched from this team, there was no indication that they mailed it in. I've seen nothing from this team that says, well, we lost, big deal, moving on. Just throw away your at-bats down the stretch. Now, on Monday, I was hoping that Johan Oviedo, the Pirates starting pitcher, I was just hoping that that dude was on one and he carved up the Royals, but they'll bounce back and come back and fight the next day. Cole Reagans did his part. The offense, once again, a no-show. And then tonight, you have two hits going into the eighth inning. You get a one-out infield single from Samad Taylor and a leadoff triple from Michael Garcia. So you end the game with four hits, so that I guess that's better than Monday, but I don't know, Tony. I can't accept that this is the new normal. Salvi wasn't in the lineup, so unless he's I have no reason to believe that Salvi's going to shut her down the stretch. Now, Salvi brings a presence on the field and in the lineup. So, no, I can't accept that this is what it's going to be over the final 27 games. Cannot accept that. Royals lose 4-1. We'll get back to the text line, 913-586-7610, and get back to your phone calls. Same number, 913-586-7610. Royals swept at home by the Pirates. Oh, my gosh. Quick timeout. Back with more after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Payoff pitch. In on the ground toward the hole, Bobby Witt Jr. backhands from the left field grass, throwing a hop to first, in time to get Piguero. Bobby Witt Jr. hit a homer, now he flashes the leather and the arm. A backhand stop deep in the hole at short, and a strong throw to first to get Piguero and end the inning.
A perfect call by Jake Eisenberg. Sixth inning, Bobby Witt Jr., him and Michael Garcia put on a clinic on the left side of the infield. That's going to be fun to watch for at least the next 4 years. Royals lose 4-1. They're swept at home by the Pirates, on pace now to win just 49 games. Yeah, Royals with this loss tonight, now on pace to finish the season a franchise worst. 49-113. The losing streak is now at 6 games. Swept for the 12th time in 2023. Let's go to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Stefan writes in, Vern, did anyone out there look at tonight's lineup and actually believe they would have more than 4 hits? I'm sure there are people out there. I know earlier today on the On Deck show, you know, coming into this series, that little gambling segment I do, we call it the double play, I'd been rolling. Best month I've had since April. I'd won 8 of the last 10. And maybe it's because they're back at home and I'm around the guys and I, you know, still see how, you know, Vinny's in the clubhouse keeping it loose. You know, guys seem to be in decent spirits. They're competitors, so of course they're down after losses, but they show up expecting to win. And you know what? I'm rooting for them. So maybe I started betting with my heart more than my head, and I made pro Royals bets each of the past 3 nights, lost them all, gave all my winnings back. I didn't have good reason to believe in the Royals tonight. I knew about the lineup. I knew Salvi wasn't in there. But to me, it was one of those nights where everything points to the Royals are going to lose. So whenever it seems obvious, I try to do the opposite. And, well, it didn't work out tonight. But Stefan, I'll say this. I mentioned this to a colleague during the game. This lineup tonight, with all due respect to the men that worked their tails off to get to the big leagues, I'm not trying to... well, whatever. This is the worst lineup since the Royals hired Mike Matheny. Now, since the beginning of 2020, I can't think of a worse lineup than the one put forth tonight. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Rally Mantis is excited about what Colin Snyder did. All right. Yeah, okay, why not? Yeah, Colin Snyder recorded 4 outs, gave up 1 run. From the 816, Vern, can we move the fences in by 2 feet? I thought Bobby Witt Jr. had a 2 home run night. Yeah, so did I. Yeah, he crushed that one to the wall in center field. No. The only fence that's going to be moved in is maybe the fence at the new ballpark. They ain't doing nothing here. They're going to let this place fall apart. I'm making any upgrades to this joint. You kidding me? Raj in the Ozarks writes in, hey, JJ Piccolo, if anyone calls from a 410 area code, that's Baltimore. Please answer the phone. Okay. Raj, I don't know. What do you think Baltimore wants on this team? You're the Orioles. What do you want this offseason? No, Bobby's obviously the star. You don't need him. You could use him, of course. Every baseball team in the world, every baseball team all time could use Bobby Witt Jr., but they don't need him. Salvador Perez, they don't need him. Brady Singer, yeah, okay, maybe, but we're not going to, we're not desperate for him. Now, the only thing I can get with you on, Raj, when it comes to the Orioles is JJ and the rest of your front office, try to fleece them. You know? Who do you guys like in their minor league system that is being stymied? Their growth is being stymied because of the blockade in front of them, because of the talent that they find themselves behind on the depth chart. I mean, Scott Barlow. Just like this front office, you know, Scott Sharp, just like he did with Scott Barlow with the Dodgers back in the day. Hey, that guy's got something that we like. I know the Dodgers have so much talent that they're going to have to bump this dude off of the 40-man roster. We'll take him. No, Cole Reagans with the Rangers. You know, they knew they had something, but the Rangers are going for the title. They signed every starting pitcher they could. Reagan's got leapfrogged on the depth chart, maybe overlooked by the organization. But the Royal scouting and front office made the decision of let's go get him. Drew Waters, same thing with the Atlanta Braves. Michael Harris takes over that center field job. All of a sudden, Drew Waters is expendable. It's smart. You know, in a market like this, yeah, let's start looking at the big money clubs that have talent for days, stacked 40-man rosters, and yeah, grab their 41st best player. So I can get with you on that. I don't know who the Orioles' 41st best player is or who the guy that's going to get bumped off of the 40-man when Matt Holliday's kid debuts next year, but go get that guy. I understand what you're saying. From the 6-2-0, Vern, they should have sent Samad Taylor in the eighth inning to avoid that double play. I admire Angel Zerpa for sticking with it, but Vern, this team just ain't good. Major roster overhaul is needed this offseason. From the 816, Vern, why do we keep running Zach Greinke out there? The dude needs to retire. Why do people act like he's earned the right to pitch here every 5 days? I don't know who you're talking about as far as people. So I can't respond to some straw man that you're creating. Yeah, you know what? I'm not even going to respond to that. Who's clamoring to see Zach Greinke? I haven't heard that from anyone. So you're fighting with yourself. No one's making a counter argument. You want to know why though? You want me to answer this made up question? This fake outrage that you have? Who do you want to get the ball? Now, I'm not saying I'm excited for Greinke. Who's the other option? Right now, your rotation, Zerpa, Marsh, Lyles, Reagans, and Greinke, right? Because Singer, not banged up, but having his start skipped. Is there some hotshot starting pitcher in Omaha that you're dying to see? You big Max Castillo fan? Anthony Veneziano does it for you? Who? What are we talking about? Jonathan Bolin? From the 816, Vern, I'm ready to not see MJ Melendez in the lineup going 0-for-4 with multiple strikeouts and terrible body language. Vern, he's always got his head down. Hey, MJ, play ball. You have the ability. Yeah, listen, I know the coaching staff's telling him that. You know, they're telling Michael Massey the same thing. They're telling Drew Waters the same thing, but you can't expedite experience. And everyone's not promised a star-studded big league career. It's a very tough profession. Now, getting here is endlessly impressive. Staying here is next to impossible. And they're all learning that. We're all learning that. Royals lose tonight 4-1, the final score, and now hand the ball to Jordan Lyles. Coming up on Friday, game one of a three-game series as the Boston Red Sox come to town, and they still find themselves in a battle for the postseason. Sure, Boston on the outside looking in right now at that wild card race, but they're in the race. He got James Paxton in the opener, Tanner Houck in game two, and then Chris Sale on Sunday. I'll talk to you Friday at 6 o'clock, live from Craft and Draft. Blake Schneiders, great job tonight. Thank you very much for your help. Pleasure working with you. I'll talk to you guys on Friday. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4A. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Payoff pitch. In on the ground toward the hole, Bobby Witt Jr. backhands from the left field grass, throwing a hop to first, in time to get Piguero. Bobby Witt Jr. hit a homer, now he flashes the leather and the arm. A backhand stop deep in the hole at short, and a strong throw to first to get Piguero and end the inning.
A perfect call by Jake Eisenberg, sixth inning, Bobby Witt Jr., him and Michael Garcia put on a clinic on the left side of the infield. That's going to be fun to watch for at least the next 4 years. Royals lose 4-1. They're swept at home by the Pirates, on pace now to win just 49 games. Yeah, Royals with this loss tonight, now on pace to finish the season a franchise worst. 49-113. The losing streak is now at 6 games. Swept for the 12th time in 2023. Let's go to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Stefan writes in, Vern, did anyone out there look at tonight's lineup and actually believe they would have more than 4 hits? I'm sure there are people out there. I know earlier today on the On Deck show, you know, coming into this series, that little gambling segment I do, we call it the double play. I'd been rolling. Best month I've had since April. I'd won 8 of the last 10. And maybe it's because they're back at home and I'm around the guys and I, you know, still see how, you know, Vinny's in the clubhouse keeping it loose. You know, guys seem to be in decent spirits. They're competitors, so of course they're down after losses, but they show up expecting to win. And you know what? I'm rooting for them. So maybe I started betting with my heart more than my head, and I made pro Royals bets each of the past 3 nights, lost them all, gave all my winnings back. I didn't have good reason to believe in the Royals tonight. I knew about the lineup. I knew Sabby wasn't in there. But to me, it was one of those nights where everything points to the Royals are going to lose. So whenever it seems obvious, I try to do the opposite. And, well, it didn't work out tonight. But Stefan, I'll say this. I mentioned this to a colleague during the game. This lineup tonight, with all due respect to the men that worked their tails off to get to the big leagues, I'm not trying to, well, whatever. This is the worst lineup since the Royals hired Mike Matheny. Now, since the beginning of 2020, I can't think of a worse lineup than the one put forth tonight. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Rally Mantis is excited about what Colin Snyder did. All right. Okay, why not? Yeah, Colin Snyder recorded four outs, gave up one run. From the 816, Vern, can we move the fences in by 2 feet? I thought Bobby Witt Jr. had a two home run night. Yeah, so did I. Yeah, he crushed that one to the wall in center field. No. The only fence that's going to be moved in is maybe the fence at the new ballpark. They ain't doing nothing here. They're going to let this place fall apart. I'm making any upgrades to this joint. You kidding me? Raj in the Ozarks writes in, hey, JJ Piccolo, if anyone calls from a 410 area code, that's Baltimore. Please answer the phone. Okay. Raj, I don't know. What do you think Baltimore wants on this team? You're the Orioles. What do you want this offseason? No, Bobby's obviously the star. You don't need him. You could use him, of course. Every baseball team in the world, every baseball team all time could use Bobby Witt Jr., but they don't need him. Salvador Perez, they don't need him. Brady Singer, yeah, okay, maybe, but we're not desperate for him. Now, the only thing I can get with you on, Raj, when it comes to the Orioles is JJ and the rest of your front office, try to fleece him. You know, who do you guys like in their minor league system that is being stymied? Their growth is being stymied because of the blockade in front of them, because of the talent that they find themselves behind on the depth chart. I mean, Scott Barlow, just like this front office, you know, Scott Sharp, just like he did with Scott Barlow with the Dodgers back in the day. Hey, that guy's got something that we like. I know the Dodgers have so much talent that they're going to have to bump this dude off of the 40-man roster. We'll take him. No, Cole Reagans with the Rangers. You know, they knew they had something, but the Rangers are going for the title. They signed every starting pitcher they could. Reagans got leapfrogged on the depth chart, maybe overlooked by the organization. But the Royals scouting and front office made the decision of let's go get him. Drew Waters, same thing with the Atlanta Braves. Michael Harris takes over that center field job. All of a sudden, Drew Waters is expendable. It's smart. You know, in a market like this, yeah, let's start looking at the big money clubs that have talent for days, stacked 40-man rosters, and yeah, grab their 41st best player. So I can get with you on that. I don't know who the Orioles' 41st best player is or who the guy that's going to get bumped off of the 40-man when Matt Holliday's kid debuts next year. But go get that guy. I understand what you're saying. From the 620, Vern, they should have sent Samad Taylor in the eighth inning to avoid that double play. I admire Angel Zerpa for sticking with it, but Vern, this team just ain't good. Major roster overhaul is needed this offseason. From the 816, Vern, why do we keep running Zach Greinke out there? The dude needs to retire. Why do people act like he's earned the right to pitch here every 5 days? I don't know who you're talking about as far as people, so I can't respond to some straw man that you're creating. Yeah, you know what? I'm not even going to respond to that. Who's clamoring to see Zach Greinke? I haven't heard that from anyone. So you're fighting with yourself. No one's making a counter argument. You want to know why, though? You want me to answer this made up question, this fake outrage that you have? Who do you want to get the ball? Now, I'm not saying I'm excited for Greinke. Who's the other option? Right now, your rotation, Zerpa, Marsh, Lyles, Reagans, and Greinke, right? Because Singer, not banged up, but having his start skipped. Is there some hotshot starting pitcher in Omaha that you're dying to see? You big Max Castillo fan? Anthony Veneziano does it for you? Who? What are we talking about? Jonathan Bolin? From the 816, Vern, I'm ready to not see MJ Melendez in the lineup going 0-for-4 with multiple strikeouts and terrible body language. Vern, he's always got his head down. Hey, MJ, play ball. You have the ability. Yeah, listen, I know the coaching staff's telling him that. You know, they're telling Michael Massey the same thing. They're telling Drew Waters the same thing, but you can't expedite experience. And everyone's not promised a star-studded big league career. It's a very tough profession. Now, getting here is endlessly impressive. Staying here is next to impossible. And they're all learning that. We're all learning that. Royals lose tonight 4-1, the final score, and now hand the ball to Jordan Lyles. Coming up on Friday, game one of a three-game series as the Boston Red Sox come to town and they still find themselves in a battle for the postseason. Sure, Boston on the outside looking in right now at that wild card race, but they're in the race. You got James Paxton in the opener, Tanner Houck in game two, and then Chris Sale on Sunday. I'll talk to you Friday at 6 o'clock, live from Craft and Draft. Blake Schneiders, great job tonight. Thank you very much for your help. Pleasure working with you. I'll talk to you guys on Friday. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4-8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On Aspire with Emma Greed, we talk about mindset, ambition, and the work that actually moves the needle. Listen to Aspire with Emma Greed, available where you get your podcasts.